All right, habit number seven, meditation. And as Buddha said, what we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind. And if you believe this at all, one of the best ways to become aware of what our mind is thinking and doing is through meditation. So a few quick notes I want to go through are, first of all, I personally like to think of meditation as a peaceful mini vacation, just to get away from it all, you know, get away from all my thoughts, my worries, my stresses. It's really nice. Okay. And so there are many different types of meditation. Okay. The one I'm going to share with you today is just a very, very simple, easy one. And again, it's really just to get a break, just to get away from all the constant thoughts, because it's just amazing. Again, I mean, before I learned any of this, I'd gone my whole life without really having a silent moment in my mind, you know, really just quieted things down. And so learning meditation was really, really wonderful. So it does, it trains your mind to think differently. You know, it really does. We think very consciously all the time. You know, we're very logical, frontal lobe brain thinking. And so to just relax that part of our mind for a moment and just allow ourselves to just be is really wonderful. And it just, it teaches you to experience reality a little bit differently than we normally do, which can feel nice. And a lot of times it connects us to our inner wisdom. You know, sometimes the intuition, right? We all have this intuition ability within ourselves, whether it be the belly brain or just some feeling or some vibe we get. Well, the quieter your mind is, the more you can hear that wisdom, the more you can feel that wisdom. And again, it's just a different way of processing things, but it feels nice. And at the very least, it's an alternate point of view. So instead of always trying to think ourselves out of problems, we can sometimes just allow ourselves to just be present in the moment. And sometimes the answers just kind of appear. And it gives you perspective. You know, sometimes we can get so wrapped up in a problem or in something that's stressing us out that one of the easiest ways to just kind of take a step back and get a different perspective on it is just to do a very, very simple meditation that I'm going to show you, where you just kind of sit back and connect to your breathing, connect to your body, and allow your mind to just kind of quiet down for a moment. Okay. It lets you be present, you know, just to be present in the moment. Right? Like they say, you know, the past is the past, the future is the future, and right now is a gift, which is why it's called the present. Okay? And I think there might be some truth to that. Because again, you know, the past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist. What exists is right here and now. And it is our mind that is often bringing us into the future and the past and getting us out of the present. And so to regularly take a few moments. Again, we're not talking about long, deep Zen meditation here. We're talking about very, very simple mindfulness meditation where you can just be in the present for a moment. And I will say one other thing here. Until you experience this, what I'm saying here won't make a lot of sense probably, okay? Because this is not about thinking. This is about just experiencing something. So kind of like trying to explain, you know, what ice cream tastes like or what a massage feels like. You know what I mean? Until someone actually experiences it, they don't really know it. And meditation's right there with it. But just being present in the moment, as simple as it sounds, it is profoundly enjoyable. Okay, it quiets your mind and slows down your thoughts. Right? And this is for sure. And this is just one more way that it helps you train your mind to think differently. You know, it calms everything down. I like to think like the ripples, right? You throw a rock into a lake and you see the ripples. Right? And that's our mind all the time, rippling, thinking, active. And the meditation allows those ripples to smooth out. Okay, and it just quiets things down. And it just feels nice. And it is really the perfect break state. Right. So speaking about giving you perspective, we can get so wrapped up in things sometimes that, again, we just get caught in it. And our thinking's, you know, all frantic and all the rest of it, and we're wrapped up. And so just taking a step back and just connecting, meditating for just a moment, it breaks your state, you know, and it can take you from being frazzled or stressed or anxious or worried to just being present in the moment. And again, it's a really valuable tool, and you know, it feels real nice. So a few effects of meditation, and again, they study this more and more now, you know, so it's like they're figuring out just the tremendous health benefits, you know. So first of all, it boosts brain function, It decreases activity in the areas of the brain associated with negative thoughts, anxiety, and depression, right? And so it increases activity in the areas associated with joy, contentment, and peace. And so it's just such a simple way to change the quality of how you feel very quickly. It improves memory, attention, and concentration. Again, the quieter your mind is, the easier it is to remember and pay attention to things. It decreases stress, anxiety, and depression. It just makes you feel better. Makes you feel calm, peaceful, and at ease. You know, and it really does. And there's a residual effect to it as well. So it's not just when you're doing it. It lasts, you know, and depending how often you do it. But it'll have residual effects even after you're done. It improves cardiovascular health and boosts the immune system when you kind of make everything a bit more calm and peaceful. It increases connections with others. But again, as you get away from your thoughts and you kind of just get back to that present state of mind, you start to see that everyone is like that, and you kind of see through all the things that we often differentiate ourselves from people with. Those things start to fade away when you meditate a little bit, and you start to realize we're all just people, and so it does help that. And it certainly supports a healthy lifestyle. You know, it kind of helps you get out of the negative loops that we can sometimes get trapped in. It's a wonderful tool for kind of taking a step outside of them. And oftentimes what you'll find is once you take a step outside of those harmful, unhealthy loops, is that it feels good to just be calm and peaceful. Right? It's very addictive. Right? Again, it just feels really nice. So let's talk about it. I want to just show you a mindfulness meditation here. And again, it's very, very simple. And so that's nothing. I know how to do that. It really is something you need to experience, and it doesn't take a long time, okay? So, the first thing is you want to sit in a comfortable position. And so it doesn't matter. You can sit, you know, if you can sit cross-legged on the floor, great. If that's uncomfortable to you, it was for me when I first started doing yoga. I couldn't even sit cross-legged. So I would just sit. I would lay down sometimes. I would sit in a chair. I will say that I find sitting to be better. Sometimes when I lay down, I start to feel more of a tired, sleepy energy. So I find personally that it's sitting makes it for a higher quality meditation position. So I would suggest, you know, if you sit cross-legged on the floor, great. If not, sitting in like a, you know, like a kitchen chair, you know what I mean? So again, you want to be comfortable, but you don't want to be too comfortable. So like sitting in like a recliner, that wouldn't be my first suggestion. Okay. If that's all you have, then that's fine. But again, you want to be in a aligned, upright position, I think leads to the best meditations. And you want to check your alignment. Okay, so let me just point out here, this isn't Zen meditation where once you close your eyes and sit to practice, you can't move again. Okay, I've done that stuff, and I'm not saying there's not some benefits out of it, but that's not what this is about. Okay, and I've gotten, personally, I prefer this type of meditation. And so if your shoulders get uncomfortable at all, move them. You know, if you have an itch on your ear, scratch it. Okay, this isn't about, you know, this is a light level meditation here. This is about being present in the moment. So you relax your body, starting at your toes. And again, you just do that relaxation where you start at your toes, relax toes, the feet, calves, knees, thighs. You just move up your body and you relax it all. Because the more relaxed you are, the more you'll be able to be in the present. The more comfortable you are, the more at peace you are physically, the easier it is to go into a state of meditation and just be present in the moment. You want to slow down and deepen your breathing and let it become more rhythmic. Okay, so again, if you have gone through the breathing section yet, this is where we're going to use it. Okay, this is the kind of fun thing. All these things kind of all start to work together to a certain degree, right? And so, by the way, I would strongly suggest that this mindfulness meditation, you can do this right at the end of the master ritual. Okay, this is one of the options you have for yourself. So you slow down, deepen your breathing. You let it become a bit more rhythmic. And now what you're doing, this is kind of right here, this is basically it. This is the meditation. You're splitting your attention. And this is kind of interesting. You know, so often when we're in the world, we are experiencing the world through our five senses, right? But we're primarily experiencing the world visually, right? Things we see. Auditorily, things we hear, and kinesthetics, we have feelings, right? We have smell and taste as well, but we usually don't experience the world primarily through those two. It's usually the other three. And so because we experience the world in those three, that's how we experience it. But then in our mind, when we're thinking about things, when we're thinking, we're usually thinking in pictures, right? We're thinking visual things. We're thinking auditorily, what people said to us, what we said to someone, conversations, and we're having feelings, imagined feelings from it. Okay, so for example, you know, your boss yelled at you today, you're driving home, and you're replaying that, you know, that boss yelling at you as you're driving home. You're replaying, you're seeing their face, you're hearing what they said to you, and you're experiencing the tension from that situation. Okay, so even though you're in a car now and you're totally in a different environment, in your mind you're reimagining it. All right. And so oftentimes our thinking and our mental energy is connected to our senses. And so what we want to do here is we want to take our attention and we want to connect it to our body. Right. So it's not so much our attention, not so much in our head as it is into our body. And so we're going to put our attention on our relaxation physically and our breathing. All right. And we're just going to cycle through that. And so let me let you know, though, here's the challenge. What you're going to quickly find out, right, if you're – and again, you want to be in a relatively quiet room, you know, in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. And as you're sitting there and you're relaxing your body and you're focusing on your breathing, then you're going to start to notice that the thoughts are going, right? You're thinking about, you know, what happened to you 20 years ago. You're thinking about what you're going to have for breakfast tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, you're just thinking about everything, okay? So that's normal, and that's what you'll start to notice. And so here's the thing. We're not trying to stop them. We're not trying to control our thoughts, okay? They're not going to stop, right? Especially on this level. I've never there's moments, you know, I've done a lot of meditation. There are moments when the thoughts for a split second kind of stop, but that's not what we're looking for here. We're just looking to be present, and we're observing and aware of the thoughts, and we're just letting them go, okay? We may acknowledge them, recognize they're there, but we don't want to attach to them. We want to just be aware of them and let them go. Right? We want our awareness to be like Teflon, like the thoughts just kind of, they don't stick to us. They just kind of come and then they go. And one of the ways to make that happen, again, you're going to acknowledge them and let them go through it. And you're going to cycle through this. You're going to go, you are going to take your attention and you're going to place it on your breathing intentionally. Again, you're kind of splitting it. You're taking your attention and you're putting it on your relaxation. Right, your body, your alignment. Right? So you're kind of present in the moment, and you're just breathing, and you're bringing your attention down into your body. And so you're cycling through your stomach relaxed, your chest relaxed, shoulders relaxed, neck, my alignment's good, my breathing's calm, it's loose, rhythmic, relaxed. And you're keeping your attention on your breathing and on your relaxation. Right? You know, all of a sudden you're thinking about, you know, some kid you used to play frisbee with when you were 10. Okay, let go. Back to my breathing. And this is a great one to go into the rhythmic breath with. I find that to be a really powerful tool. Because as soon as you recognize a thought, it's like you can't get rid of it, right? You can't, again, it's like sleep. You can't force yourself to sleep. You can't force yourself to not think about things, right? It's not about, oh, I'm going to stop thinking about that. Instead, what you have to do is you have to take your attention, your mental energy, and put it onto something else, okay? And so what those other things can be is your breathing, your relaxation. And as you do that, now you're taking all that attention, you're putting it to something else. And so by doing that, to a certain degree, you're letting go of the thought. So it's a little bit like a mind trick. If you notice a thought, all of a sudden you have it, you're not forcing yourself to let it go. It's just a reminder. As soon as you realize you're thinking about something, you're focused on something, you're bringing your attention back to your breathing, back to your relaxation, back to being in the moment, your alignment, your physical body, the inside of it. And again, you're focusing on your core, you know, a lot of the time, from your waist up to your neck. Okay, and you're relaxing this area, aligning it, making sure the posture is comfortable, breathing, being present in the moment. Thoughts are going to come up. You can just imagine them just disappearing with every breath. And you're just staying present in the moment, present in your breath, present in your relaxation. Okay, and you're just cycling through that for as long as you like. How long? It's up to you. You know, I think there's a case we made for a couple different ways. I've done time meditations, right? So sometimes I'll do a 10-minute, I'll just time it, and that's kind of nice. And I basically just cycle through exactly what I just said. But one of the nice things is I don't have to think about time at all. You know, so there's no question of how long I'm going to do it. That's already been decided. So now I'm just in the moment, and I'm just staying present until that little alarm goes off. There's also sometimes at night, at the end of the master ritual, when I'm meditating, it's just a couple minutes. There's no timer. It's just for as long as I feel like doing it. And I go as deep as I can, you know, as quickly as I can. I stay there for as long as I feel like it, you know, and then I go to bed. So, you know, there's no right or wrong here. I think the rightest thing you can do is just try and do this as often as possible. You know, I think that's the best. One of the benefits I'll say is I've committed a lot of time to meditation, and it's a skill. And so now when I meditate, I'm able to go deeper quicker because I've built up that skill and I've practiced it, you know. But at the same time, you can get really wonderful benefits out of doing this for a couple minutes, for a minute. It just feels nice to just be present even for a moment. You know, that's what I find so amazing. So be careful. Don't make this an unpleasant process. And you can do that very easily, right? There are meditation techniques that are, I find very unpleasant, and it makes me not want to do it. And so maybe they would give me more benefit if I really committed to them and stuck to them, but I didn't want to. And it made me hard to, I didn't want to do those. And so I made my meditations much, much easier. You know, I got rid of all the things I didn't like about it. You know, does that make it so it's not quite as good? I don't know. But I know I did it a lot more because of that. And so I was happy with that decision. So, again, I'm just sharing with you, you know, maybe give you too much information, maybe you don't care. But I think that you have options. There's no right way to do this. There's only what works for you. And I want you to feel confident in you making a decision about what you want to do with this. But I would commit to this. I think the way to do this is right now, again, if you want to add a lot of these habits into your life, is really focus in on the master ritual. And, you know, because if you do that, again, in a way, it's kind of like the living vitamin for health, because you're knocking out four of the habits, you know, in a few minutes. And if you can institute that ritual into your life, again, you're getting some, you know, some movement, you're getting some relaxation, some breathing, and you're getting some meditation. And if you get those things in your life every day, even if it's just a few minutes, it makes a profound shift in the way that you think and your quality of health, you know. And then the other one is the water. I would definitely, you know, commit to that. And if you commit to those two, they start to naturally influence all the other ones anyways. Right? I promise you, you start doing the master ritual at night, you will find yourself sleeping better. You know, and the better you sleep, the more sleep you're going to want. It starts getting addictive the better it gets. Right? Because sleeping's really fun. Waking up energized, it's exciting. It feels really good. Okay, so so again, I left this meditation one is intentionally short. I didn't want to go into it too much because meditation, this one specifically, is not about thinking, right? So I don't want you to think about 50 different things you have to do to meditate right, right? It's just about being present in the moment, connecting to your body, separating from your thoughts for just a moment. And the way you separate from your thoughts is to connect to your body, right? That's the easiest way to do it, right? And so, and then finally, I'm just going to leave you one more time that please just at least practice this a couple times, okay? Because you're sitting there right now. If you've never meditated, you're going through this and you're like, okay, I get it. I got it. That sounds great. But this really is one of those things that you have to experience. And, you know, the experience of it is so much different than just understanding it. And that is the point of meditation. It's to pull your awareness out of your frontal lobe, out of your logical thinking brain, and to get yourself into your experience brain, your experience body, and bring your attention to how you feel and where you're at in the moment, right? Disconnecting from all those thoughts. All right. So go practice this again. It's just a couple minutes is fine. Enjoy it. I know you will. And I will see you on the next lesson.